Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. A shocking announcement came this week from the Department of Justice that a two-year FBI investigation had resulted in multiple indictments related to a bribery scheme in college basketball. Four of those arrested were NCAA member school assistant coaches: Tony Bland at Southern California, Emmanuel Richardson at Arizona, Lamont Evans at Oklahoma State, and former Auburn and NBA star Chuck Person, who joined the Auburn staff in 2014. Six others also face federal charges, including a top executive at Adidas. The prosecutor in the case, Jun Kim, the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said the indictments accused the coaches of, quote, soliciting and accepting cash bribes, managers and financial advisors circling blue-chip prospects like coyotes, and employees of one of the world's largest sportswear companies secretly funneling cash to families of high school recruits, end quote. NCAA President Mark Emmert released the following statement on Tuesday, quote, "The nature of the charges brought by the federal government are deeply disturbing. We have no tolerance whatsoever for this alleged behavior. Coaches hold a unique position of trust with student-athletes and their families, and these bribery allegations, if true, suggest an extraordinary and despicable breach of that trust. We learned of these charges this morning and, of course, will support the ongoing criminal federal investigation," end quote. More to come on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
As details of the FBI's two-year investigation into a collegiate basketball recruiting conspiracy became known this week, the University of Louisville acknowledged publicly that their basketball program was a target of the probe. On Wednesday, the school placed head basketball coach Rick Pitino and athletic director Tom Jurich on administrative leave. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.